listening on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. Monday, October 20th, pro-Palestinian protesters gathered outside of a Montreal mayoral leadership debate on Notre Dame Street West, hoping to get questions about Gaza on the agenda. While inside, candidates debated issues ranging from cycling infrastructure to housing outside. Protesters chanted and delivered speeches. Here is protester Rama Al-Mallah with the Palestinian Youth Movement.
We are here today at yet another mayoral event where the three party leaders are debating without Gaza being on the agenda. We are here today to demand once again that our candidates pledge on the platform.
The activists are calling on the candidates to take inspiration from former Montreal Mayor Jean Doré, who adopted a resolution cutting ties with South Africa during its apartheid regime in the 1980s. 35 years ago, Mayor Doré also established an anti-apartheid committee in Montreal to investigate and cut contracts with businesses that might be doing business with apartheid South Africa. Today, in 2025, pro-Palestinian activists want to see a similar approach taken towards Israel, a country that the International Court of Justice says is responsible for apartheid. Here is activist Raim speaking at another protest earlier this month, discussing why she thinks Gaza is a valid issue at the municipal level.
When we say that we want to put Palestine on the agenda, we're saying that this is not a foreign issue. This is not happening, you know, across the world. Canada and Montreal is involved in this war just as much, and we have a role to, you know, and our complicity.
She says Montreal candidates could also pledge to refuse permits to companies that manufacture weapons, like General Dynamics, whose Montreal plant in Repentigny shipped military equipment to Israel as recently as July.
These are companies that are in our backyard, and we need to cut all permits, all ties with these companies in order to put pressure on Israel to end this genocide.
Craig Sauvé, the mayoral candidate for Transition Montreal, has aligned himself with the demands of these protesters, saying he would commit to ending these permits. Luc Rabouin, the mayoral candidate for the incumbent Projet Montréal, has said he supports a two-way arms embargo and stated in a council meeting earlier this month he would look into what tools the city had at its disposal to influence peace in Gaza.
Prêt à évaluer tous les leviers dont la ville dispose pour contribuer à mettre fin à la situation terrible qui arrive en ce moment en Palestine.
Soraya Martinez-Ferrada, the mayoral candidate for Ensemble Montréal, who is currently favored in the polls, said at a press conference in September she feels candidates' positions on Palestine should not affect their ability to address local issues.
On peut avoir des positions très différentes sur le conflit à Israël, à Gaza. Mais ce qui est important à Montréal, c'est de s'assurer que ces positions-là personnelles ne viennent pas teinter comment on veut gérer la ville.
With files from Jules Bugel, I'm Adam Innes with the Local Journalism Initiative.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. And for this very special funding drive episode of REVC with me, Maxwell, oops, I pulled the wrong lever. It's old Dan.
Somebody scream somewhere. I struck a match against the glow of Anthony's bar and grill. I was the whining stranger, a fool in love with time to kill. I've got detectives on his case. They film the whole.
Crossover Comics is celebrating its 13th anniversary with a huge sale. On October 24th, 25th, and 26th, if you spend $50 before tax, you'll get to spin the Orb of Possibility, a 20-sided die, and add whatever number comes up as a discount. That means if you roll a 20, you'll be getting 20% off your purchase. Members of Crossover Comics also get an additional 10% off their purchase. So if you want to test your luck, come on down to Crossover Comics, 3560 Notre Dame Street West, on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. We'll see you there. One roll per customer per day, and some exceptions apply.
Tune in to Mo Ritmo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJLO. Mo Ritmo with Mr. B.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you tune in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. Name of the show is REVC. It's Oops Old Dan today. Before the ad break, you heard FM, and before that, my rival, Right Now. I never do it without the fez on, isn't that right? No.
So bad, my funky one. You tell me that your superfine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you. Seen a squawk's tears? Well, look at mine. The people on the street have all seen better times. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. I can tell you all I know, the where to go, the what to do. You can try to run, but you can't hide from what's inside of you. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you.
Double. tag on me. Oh, Michael, oh, Jesus, you know I'm not to blame. You know my reputation for playing a good, clean game. Oh, Michael, oh, Jesus, I'll keep my promise when you turn that heartbeat over, turn that heartbeat over again.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM or tuned in across the world wide web at CJLO.com. My name, it's Maxwell. The name of the show, it's REVC. You just heard Rose Darling. That's off Katie Lied. Once again, it's Oops, Old Dan for this very special Funding Drive episode. All these songs. The Prime, Steely Dan, not a singular man. No, it's no Tame Impala. Before that, Turn That Heartbeat Over Again, the closing track to Can't Buy a Thrill, their premier album. Before that, Any Major Dude Will Tell You, and even before that, The Fez. And now, take your big black owl and get out of here!
Crying disgrace. there you go, looking so irate, and they tell you so. You should know how all the pros play the game.
You change your name
like a gangster on a run. You will stagger home to your precious one.
Ricky, don't lose that number. and you could have a change of heart. Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you own. You might use it if you feel better. When you get home,
and I'm never going. Prepare for the fright of your life, because this Halloween, Ballroom is taking you sinners to church.
Spooky! Godfather Silver Old Navy and Auntie Mag's Old Navy present the What the Halloween Kiki Ball. It'll be a spooktastic night of tricks, treats, and vogue, Miss Thing. Looking to satiate your ghoulish cravings? Auntie D's Kitchen will be serving up their famous patties, refreshments, and, for one night only, a special Halloween platter. And they're not the only ones who'll be serving it up, honey. With paranormal performance, fearsome fashion, and creepy creations never before seen, it'll be a night to die for. We've got Moonstar 007 and Mag's Old Navy on MC duty, and Father Cherry KFC on the decks. Join us on Friday, October 31st at 6 p.m. in the St. Edward Church basement at 425 Beaubien East for a Halloween you'll never forget. For more information on tickets and event details, follow the Montreal Kiki Ballroom Alliance on socials at MTL_KBA. CGLO is a proud partner / co-presenter of the What the Halloween Kiki Ball.
What the Halloween? Be spooky or get spooked.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Man, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM right now. The show is REVC and Oops, Old Dan. Before the ad break, we heard My Old School and Ricky Don't Lose That Number, two hits of the act. Before that, we came into the 15 minutes with Black Cow, the intro track to Asia. We're going to keep it rolling now. This is the title track off Gaucho to begin our last 15. And then we're gonna keep rolling right along.
Get rid of him, I don't care what you do at home. Un tonto le decía esto.
You've been listening to CJLO 1690 AM. The name of the show is REVC. I'm Maxwell, and today it's a funding drive special, or it was. Oops. Old Dan. You just heard Josie. That's off of Asia by Steely Dan. Before that, Only a Fool Would Say That, the shortest track off of Can't Buy a Thrill, of course, by Steely Dan. And before that, by Steely Dan, Gaucho, the titular track to the classic Overrun Budget album. All right, everyone, if you want to know how you can contribute to the funding drive, you can go to cjlo.com and donate for yourself to keep this great station running and support local radio as we support the international acts, all of them, just as we love Canadian acts. Just like our boy Steely Dan, I'll play out with a second of East Lewis Toodledoo, and then we're out. I'll see you all next week for REVC.